Good afternoon, Desert Vista Symphonic Band, and welcome to the State Festival. My name is Warren Torrens from San Diego, California, San Diego State University. I'll be evaluating your program this afternoon. I'm looking forward to hearing your band, and I hope my comments are helpful to you. Good luck. All right, Awakening Hills. A little more of your articulation. T-a-t-a-t-da-da. Same thing here. Ta-ta-ta. Now line things up vertically. And match pitch with the elbows and the flutes. Need to hear all those individual entrances. Breathe together, play together. Gonna be definitely on the beat. One. Focus your sound, clarinets. Use more air at the piano level. Too much suspended cymbal too soon. Finish your notes out. Off. Get this out of your sound. Build it. Pitch. Yeah, you have to have enough air. Stagger your breathing so you can finish play into your rests. There should be no break there. Continuous sound. Mm-hmm. Yeah, push the first note of the 16th notes so it carries through. Got to hear the entrances. Okay, a lot of energy from this ensemble. I don't think of phrase direction in the middle passage. And make sure that you're all exactly in the same place at the same time so that the pyramid effect works. Lyndon Lee. Mezzo piano. Think of phrase direction. Where are you going musically? You have to wait until that chord is resolved on the second beat of the measure before you release. Again, finish the resolution. Yeah, that dotted quarter note is 3/8 notes long, and then there's a break, and then you come in with the new section with the woodwinds. Easy suspended cymbal. Keep your pitch. Yeah, flute, you have to be really careful when you're getting doing your decrescendo in the upper register. There's a real tendency to go flat. I would like to have heard a little more of a rallentando towards the end, and then a tempo change. And especially Lyndon Lee, you have to think of phrases. Where are you going with your phrase? Is it a 2-bar phrase? Is it a 4-bar phrase? Where's the culmination of the phrase? Whip and spur. Thank you. Yeah, finish that phrase, forte, to the end of the third measure, forte now, and then disappear. Don't rush. Pianissimo on the woodblock. Keep the pulse going. It's getting slower. Make the difference between the 3-to-1 ratio on the dotted 8th, 16th, and the triplet. And the triplet. Dee da 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 dee da 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 dee. Yeah, a little trap there, guys. Careful about the stinger. It just takes one person. You know, I think your tempo on this was a little on the safe side. I'll put it that way. 144 to 152 is more like da 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 da. The suspended cymbal roll should look like, sound like a trombone bell, with very, very soft, very, very soft, and at the end, a flare. If you come up too soon, you have a tendency to cover the entire ensemble, and that's not the idea behind it. Think about phrase direction, especially on Lyndon Lee. How are you going to shape the notes going into phrases? When do the phrases end? That type of thing. I certainly enjoyed listening to your ensemble today, and I hope that my comments were helpful to you.